This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Live feeds, four trucks block entrance to Broward County elections offices as protesters gather. Roger's been out there last night, today. He's got his operatives out there. He literally ran the operation for George W. Bush, which he's ashamed of now. But he was brought as a top expert by Baker and Hostetler and was able to stop them stealing that election, which they were doing. In hindsight, we know it came out. They're doing it again. Broward County, he thought on Tuesday night that they were going to steal it, and he was sure of that. But then when they didn't, he thought, this is incredible. They always do. And then now the governorship, the Senate race, the ag commissioner that was all to the Republicans, now magically 18-wheelers have pulled up and other trucks, and the Democrats are delivering precincts that are almost 100% Democrat. Wow, big surprise there, huh? All right, we'll come back from the break with Roger Stone with the latest Tomorrow's News Today of the Democrats openly trying to steal the election. But here is Eric Bolling talking to the White House spokesperson about the giant Jim Acosta InfoWars scandal. Here it is.
I called Alex Jones and specifically asked him for a comment on whether, you know, because this video allegedly originated at InfoWars, and that's what they're saying. And Alex Jones responded, and we're going to show this to our audience, and Hogan, I'll show you right now, and this is what he had to say.
Well, CNN's Acosta got caught shoving and pushing a woman. The media says Trump's even bad if he tells a female reporter to stop interrupting him, but that's some type of assault. So what are they going to do? They're going to spin it. They're going to say that we doctored the video at InfoWars. No, we didn't, ladies and gentlemen. All we did was zoom in on the video so you could see that he's hitting her arm. The very same video was put out by the press secretary. We have doctored nothing. They're changing the subject. Jim Acosta made a fool of himself. He took over yet again. That's all he does is grandstand. Now he's had his credentials revoked, and so they're changing the subject, saying that InfoWars, oh, look, they're fake news. They doctored the video. Zooming in on video is not doctoring it. Anybody can get their original video and zoom in themselves. We zoomed in so you could see it. That's the real news we're covering at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
So there you have it, unique Alicia. Response from InfoWars, and that's Alex Jones who runs InfoWars, saying they didn't doctor the video, they focused in on what you had pointed out, that there was actual contact.
Sure, and again, I can't speak to the origin of the video except to say I know where it started. It started right in that room over there when everyone saw it. It doesn't matter who puts it up, who posts it. It doesn't matter the speed at which the video is seen. It doesn't matter the angle. The question is, at the core of this, and this is why Jim Acosta lost his credential. Did he touch her or not? The video is clear he did.
He did. Who made the decision to pull his credentials?
It was an internal decision.
Okay, not sure. the president? Was it internally in the Oval?
We talked about it as a team, and that was the decision.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Sure.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. We're going to go to break and come back with Roger Stone with the latest Democrat raping of America. You've seen the fraud with the three of the five women now admitting that they never even met Kavanaugh. He never touched him. But he deserves it. He's a bad person. So they made it all up. And now they're trying to steal Arizona and Florida with magic trucks that show up days later after the election's closed that they found under a toadstool.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I can't believe that the top news story yesterday was Alex Jones and InfoWars doctor fake Acosta video of him assaulting a woman. Just total lies. We never said it was assault. We said he chopped down her hand, pushed her away, pulled the microphone away. He says he never even touched her. The video, he says, is fake. I can't believe that's the top story. I can't believe he did it in front of the whole world on a dozen live feeds. The president says, no, InfoWars didn't doctor it. They zoomed in so you can see it clearer. It's the exact same length, the exact same everything. Nothing's been edited other than zooming it in and uploading it to Twitter. But they've got every psychology professor that doesn't even know how to set their digital watch, much less edit video, in the news saying, no, this is psychological warfare. Jim Acosta wasn't even there, basically. He was on another planet when all this happened. This signifies the next level of their insanity. You've also seen Antifa go and dox all the Fox News people. Now the list has expanded. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And now they're calling for violence. They're lasing the targets so that other crazies can go attack the houses. I can tell you, the Carlsons have had to move out of their house. Roger Stone is close friends with Tucker Carlson, and Tucker visited us a few times years ago after he kind of woke up to the New World Order, and then I've had dinner with him with Roger a few times, and I've gotten to know him a little bit behind the scenes. I don't want to get him in too much trouble, but we talk quite a bit. That said, he's moved out of his house for now. So that's the level that these things have turned into. Where are we going to get into that information? We knew that Alexandra Cortez was going to be really entertaining. She started off with some big whoppers. That's coming up bottom of the hour. As she says, it's not fair. She's not paid enough to be in Congress and hasn't gotten her check yet. When she's been photographed in all these designer clothes that cost each outfit $3,000 to $6,000. She wears $1,000, $2,000, and $3,000 shoes. They have rained cash down on her. And now, though, she's bitching that for 2 months, she doesn't have money for an apartment. This is all just to get her constituents thinking, oh, yes, we're all about to get free stuff. What a sickening joke. She comes from a rich family, just like Beto. Giant silver spoon crammed down her throat, and she's just bitching at everybody. It's unbelievable. And we have the bizarreness of, again, Trump having to defend InfoWars and saying zooming in is not doctoring. If anything, it's showing clarity. It's unbelievable. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into everything here. It is just insane. But I've got Roger Stone riding shotgun with us for much of the hour. He is the expert on Democrat election fraud. I mean, you can say he's the expert. And he's the expert on Broward County in Florida. He's the guy for Baker and Hostetler that the Bushes brought in to stop Al Gore from stealing the election. Again, he doesn't like George W. I don't like George W. He woke up after that, wrote books exposing him. But back then, he was the head guy on the ground. Okay? Like, he was the head general on the ground. James Baker was back floating around in Houston and D.C., you know, running it. But it was the main field general was Roger Stone. So he lives there for decades. You know, his son's in the police force. The sheriff's department, he knows all the inside baseball. And he said Tuesday night, he said, I believe they're going to steal it, the way they're not announcing at the end. Then he said, well, I think they thought they were going to get caught, so they didn't do it. But he goes, I think they may still pull something. And just as he said, it's happened. He's been there last night. They're today. We've got live feeds at InfoWars.com. The trucks coming in. Protesters trying to block the magic trucks. Heard of magic carpets. These are magic trucks. Donald Trump says the authorities are investigating possible election fraud in Florida. It's all up for grabs now. And the same thing is happening in Arizona. I tell you, Roger, they were smart to concede, but then really not technically concede, so we all moved along. I mean, these folks are deceptive, man. And they're getting more wily about it, aren't they?
Well, Alex, it's really an extraordinary situation. We had a meeting last night of attorneys and activists and others with extensive experience in vote counts, both here in Florida and elsewhere. I watched Don Lemon pummel some poor woman online when she tried to make the case that there's a history of voter fraud in this county. But let me point out that in the Democratic primary for Congress 2 years ago between Deborah Wasserman Schultz and progressive Tim Canova, a Bernie Sanders supporter, a lawsuit proved that the Board of Elections had hidden and destroyed ballots. They won that lawsuit, and then before the court-ordered recount could take place, the Broward County Board of Elections, under the direction of Brenda Snipes, destroyed all of the evidence. So we have a New York Post story yesterday reporting that a box of provisional ballots was mysteriously found by a school teacher and turned over to the Broward County Board of Elections. In the recent Republican primary for Congress within Broward County, the Broward County Board of Elections refuses to give the candidates or the parties a breakdown of the early vote, a breakdown of the absentee vote, a breakdown of the election day vote. In some precincts, more Republicans voted than are registered, Alex. So this is a county with a history of voting.
You mean more Democrats voted than were.
No, I mean in the recent Republican primary. So there's just more and more historical evidence of corruption in this county, and therefore those who are saying, "Oh, the Republicans speak of voter fraud with no history or evidence," there's a long and rich
history. That's right. It's been found in court repeatedly. Now, you are the expert. You live there. You run a lot of elections there, a lot of campaigns. I mean, I could not think of a better person to be here other than if we could get the Democrats that are famous for stealing to have them come on and admit to what they're doing. People are not buying this. I mean, I cover all the elections, as you know, for 20-plus years, Roger. And over again in Broward County, they magically trucks are found. They're always trying trucks in Democrat Party hands that are almost all magically votes for the Democrats. I mean, and then a phalanx of a train of trucks then all show up and are driving in to deliver a Senate seat, a governor's seat, and some other seats to the Democrats. This is unbelievably ridiculous.
Well, and last night I publicly urged Governor Rick Scott to order the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, that's our state police, to impound the ballots immediately, to take control of the ballots immediately. It has been reported that he has done so. I hope that report is correct. Now, in all honesty, my next piece of advice for the governor would be to replace Brenda Snipes, the chairman or the director of the county board of elections, which he has the authority to do and could do so on the basis of the irregularities in the recent Republican congressional primary and the Democratic congressional primary in which Tim Canova was cheated 2 years ago. Now, were he to do that, I would recommend that he appoint an African-American Democrat to conduct this recount, but someone with an impeccable reputation for integrity and honesty. There are several fine possibilities on the bench right here in Broward County, or the former chairman of the State Bar Association, Democrats, African Americans, but people of impeccable integrity and honesty who will get us an honest count, be that which it may. That would be the shrewdest course of action, because, of course, if Scott removes Brenda Snipes with her long record of incompetence and corruption, he'll be accused of racism unless he replaces her with someone who's also an African American.
But I mean, people will buy it either way, because Broward County is probably the most famous county other than the county that Chicago's in from stealing elections. I mean, as you said, it's like if there's a guy on the street convicted three times of arson, and then somebody's house mysteriously burns down next door to him, you know, the guy you go talk to is the guy who's got a long history of it. And then you've got the trucks, like, appearing out of some leprechaun's pot of gold for the Democrats. This is ridiculous. These people are unbelievable. But bottom line, they're stealing it again. People are sick of this crap. They need to take action. And again, the man quarterbacking, advising the governor, joins us right now. He didn't want to brag, but that's what's happening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dragon swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. It's Alex Jones.
Mr. Crowley. We can trust Sheriff Israel, who stood down. We can trust Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We can trust Congressman Deutsch. We can trust all of these people who have incredible histories of cover-ups, stand-downs, corruption. Might as well trust Aleister Crowley. Might as well trust Beelzebub, Baphomet, the old serpent. And, of course, you've got the head of the election board, who, again, is the most famous person in the United States living for stealing elections. And magically, the cavalry has arrived. What is it, five big panel trucks? They say more's coming. Whatever amount they need, they just blow the bugle. And here comes the cavalry over the hill. Roger Stone. What else should the governor do? What do you expect to happen? How insane is this going to get?
Well, there's a lot of things that are perplexing here, Alex. The liberals and the left are mobilizing large numbers of protesters. The White House is actively urging people not to protest. I think personally that that is an error. I was at a meeting of about 120 people this morning. There are many, many activists from across the state headed to Broward County for peaceful protests this weekend. I'm obviously getting many text messages and emails advocating another Brooks Brothers riot. But the Brooks Brothers riot was specifically caused by the fact that Democratic commissioners were seeking to remove ballots from a public space and take them to a place where there were no observers from either party or the media. A violation of Florida State Sunshine Law. We have not yet seen that. I am not the point person for the governor, but I am most certainly doing my party duty because I have extensive experience.
No, but I talk to you some and others. I mean, you guys are the brains on the ground of the faithful patriots, and you guys are putting out reports and advising people.
Well, and we have to, because there seems to be the state Republican Party seems to be frozen in its response. And I have extensive recount experience, both in New Jersey in the 1981 governor's race, at which Tom Kaine won by 1,200 votes out of 2 million, and, of course, in the Florida recount of 2000. The great misnomer that the Brooks Brothers riot was an attempt to stop the count. No, we were trying to stop the same group of ballots from being recounted for the third time in a futile effort to find and invent additional votes for Al Gore.
They were really smart this time. As you were sure Tuesday that they were going to come in with the extra ballots and find some, but it just looks like they hadn't stuffed enough, or they hadn't got them prepared yet, or why did they wait a few days hoping we weren't looking? I mean, what was the plan?
Well, let's not lose sight of the fact that based on her long track record, Brenda Snipes is not only corrupt, she's also incompetent, not very good at what she does. That is why the cover-up in the recent congressional primary is significant, because both after it was proven in court that Snipes had cheated progressive Tim Canova in the congressional race against Wasserman Schultz 2 years ago, there were calls for the governor to remove her. He did not do so. After this recent fiasco in the Republican congressional primary, which makes no sense at all because the candidate who waged essentially no campaign, won the primary against two better organized and better funded candidates, and we can't even get a breakdown of early vote, absentee vote, election day vote. All they'll do is give you a grand total. And believe it or not, Alex, when the candidates ask for what is under law they're publicly entitled to, the Broward County Board of Elections says, well, if you want that, you're going to have to sue us. And indeed, a lawsuit was filed this morning. This is important subtext for people like Don Lemon, who think that you know, the claims of voter corruption are being somehow invented. The New York Post story about the finding of a box of provisional ballots is disturbing to me. I don't know how many ballots that is. Is it 10,000 ballots? Is it 23,000 ballots? Let's recognize Broward County is an enormous county. This is the largest, I think, urban county outside of Miami-Dade. And therefore, a few precincts is thousands and thousands of votes.
That's right. We're going to come back and I want to get into other big controversies with you. What's happening in the House, these other races, strategies for the president, this new incredible deputy attorney general that I've done research on, who is just a Christian, nationalist, super savvy patriot. I'm not going to say more because I don't want to give them any cannon fodder, but I know folks that know him, and we are. This is really the best guy. Trump's really done his homework with the new acting attorney general, and hopefully he gets to stay in that position. We've got 2 months to act, though, so we're going to talk about that when we come back. Antifa's issued an expanded hit list and more. Before I do that, listeners, I want to be able to hire more crew to go 24 hours a day. Now, with all the enemy attacks and the things they've done and the fake lawsuits and the rest of it, it slowed us down this year, but I intend by the end of the year to launch another 3-hour show, 7 to 10. I want to be able to take care of the crew. They're awesome people, and I want to be able to hire more folks. We've knocked out 15 of the 20 fake lawsuits. It never gets covered when I knock one out. Soros funds them. But we are winning, and we're moving forward, and we're defeating the globalists. But we need your hopes, we need your prayers, we need your word of mouth to continue, because you spreading the word person to person is unstoppable. And we need you to buy products. So many listeners steadfastly love the products to get the products, but we know that a tiny percent of our amazing listenership and viewership actually goes to InfoWarsStore.com. That is a 5-star, high security, quality site with amazing supplements, amazing Patriot clothing, amazing water filtration, air filtration. It is all the best. My philosophy is find the best water filters that I get for the lowest price. Find the best air filtration for the lowest price. Find the best supplements, already the best brands, either private label them or soup up the best brands and then have it for a lower price. That's what I do. And then I get into this system where I discount things all the time to where now I've got to go to super total discounts for some things are lost leaders to bring in the big crowd so that we're able to sell the amount we need to fund the operation. It's become a catch-22, and I'm not really I didn't go to school for marketing or whatever. I just think, hey, really good prices, sales, sell stuff, but then you go so low, you've got to sell so much to even make a profit that it becomes a catch-22. What equalizes that equation to make sure we can be strong moving into the future is that you go get Ultimate Bone Broth if you want stamina, energy, your bones, your ligaments. It's the best bone broth. It's way stronger and more concentrated than anything anybody else has got out there. There's similar forms of it that aren't even as strong for $60 a canister. Ours is normally $40. You know, we've had it discounted at $19.95. Put a few scoops in with your whey, your fruit juice, put in the blender. It's unbelievable. For meal replacement, you name it, it's like He-Man caveman food, okay? When I went to the top factory to have it made, they said, no one's ever done anything like this. This is insane. That's what we do. X3, better than X2. The original Deep Earth Crystals, we got another source, even deeper, even purer. But then add a tiny bit of the two others because it makes it better. And a tiny bit of vitamin C to then keep it in its activated.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's
can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Be told you never saw, been in trouble with the law since a teenager was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Climbing the hill. Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never will.
Oh, and Troy are riding shotgun with me. Roger Stone riding shotgun from Florida. They're covering the Democrats trying to openly steal the election. Next segment, after Roger leaves us, if he wants to stay with us, he's welcome, because I want him to see this. Media Matters and others have gone to the next level. These, I guess, anti-Trump black people, when you're at the Smithsonian, saying, oh, look, you know, the jobs are up, it's great. Trump's got great polling numbers with black Americans. That comes over, bumps you, gets in your face. And then Media Matters cuts that off the front It says you're dehumanizing and attacking an innocent black family. That's coming up next segment. And, man, that's what's dangerous about this, is they then publish this all over the country and the world and call for Owen to be taken off Facebook and Twitter now for bullying a poor black family. Owen, he bullied Balazi Ford, a CIA operative whose story had more holes in it than a colander or Swiss cheese, who defamed a man, and now three of the other women have said it was all a fraud. You don't talk about a public figure who goes up in front of the Senate and says somebody raped her with zero evidence and zero proof. These people are unbelievable. But that's all coming up next segment. I wanted to play this clip and get Roger's take on it because it isn't about us. It is about us, but I wouldn't be covering this story about us if it wasn't so key, like a Rosetta Stone or a skeleton key, as I've called it, that gives you a window into everything. That Acosta, in front of dozens of live feeds, pushes her arm down, pulls back from her. She turns to look at security. Help me. What do I do? He's taking the mic from me. And then that turns into we edited the video because we blew it up. And then they have thousands of mainstream media and Colbert and all the night shows say, we got caught in a lie. Acosta didn't even touch her. And Acosta goes on TV and said, I never touched her. When he's lying, and then they say we didn't see it. This is beyond 1984. This is beyond 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4. So let's play the president here and then get Roger Stone's take on them and move into Antifa and some other subject with both of you gentlemen, but here it is.
The tape video of Acosta? What are you talking about? All that was, nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that's just dishonest reporting. All that is a close-up. See, that is just dishonest reporting. I watched that. I heard that last night. They made it close-up. They showed it close-up. And he was not nice to that young woman. I don't hold him for that because it wasn't overly, horrible. But it was. But all that was, when you say doctor, you're a dishonest guy. Because it wasn't doctored. They gave a close-up view. That's not doctoring.
So Fox News came out and said that we doctored it and we're horrible people and that he didn't touch her. So they defended him on multiple channels. Not all the Fox News, but some of them. MSNBC, they all lied about us. There's the president telling the truth, getting what really went on. And he's even being nice to Acosta. Lewandowski barely rushes into a woman. They claim he broke her arm or whatever. They have six frames. Here we have in front of God and the whole world standing in front of the president. He's doing it in front of millions of live TV viewers. We have it in HD. Watson blows it up so you can see up close, and that becomes editing, which technically it is, but it's not doctoring. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone.
Well, I think we should be focusing on the victim here, this nice young gal that was just trying to do her job. And you can see I don't know how young this girl is. She's probably pretty young. You can see the horrific look she has in her face when Acosta rips her arm down and pulls the mic back. I mean, she's stunned. She doesn't know what to do. So I think we should be giving a lot more credence to the victim in this situation.
Well, exactly. Under Democrat rules, because Lewandowski brushed into the lady, they call that brutal assault. According to their metrics, he murdered that girl. Acosta murdered her in front of the president. He didn't, but that's what they would say, according to their metrics. I mean, Balazi Ford had no proof, nobody. Her whole story didn't check out. All the witnesses said the opposite. So with the credibility here, we could say with more credibility, Acosta raped her.
Well, I mean, there is more evidence that Acosta assaulted this woman.
We can't see below the waist. How do we know he wasn't raping her at the same time? I'm not saying that, folks. I'm illustrating how absurd they are. Roger Stone?
Yeah, let me put this another way, Alex, because I think it's important. In no way has this video been altered. Zooming in on it is not doctoring. Slowing the speed down so you can see what happens very quickly is not doctoring. This video has not been altered. It is a true depiction on video of what actually happened. And anyone who says otherwise is spinning. And the president was forthright, and he's absolutely correct. The video produced by InfoWars was not altered in any way. It was simply a zoom so you could get a closer look and slow down because the whole thing happened so quickly. This is one of the most egregious examples of fake news that I have ever seen. The attack on this video is 100% fake news.
I'll tell you, Acosta is the enemy of truth, and but see the whole media line up behind him and go with the hoax. to me, this is like a major watermark in history, the Acosta event, because everybody I know, including Democrats and others, are saying, no, this is insane. They're lying. He did do that.
Well, in all honesty, I spoke to two CNN reporters last night who kept insisting over and over again that the video had been doctored, which is just that's just a falsehood. It was not altered in any way. What they're really upset about, Alex, is the firing of Jeff Sessions and the president grabbing control of his own Justice Department at long last obscured the entire staged story of juvenile, childish, provocative behavior by Jim Acosta. This was designed to be the big news story that day, and it got completely subsumed by the president's dramatic decision to essentially fire Jeff Sessions and appoint an attorney general who seems to me to be determined to rein in the excesses of the Mueller investigation.
And that brings us to the real enchilada. I've been distracted by the Acosta. It is a petty thing, but it's a window into how dumb they think we are, and that's why it's so incredibly important. It's petty, but the lies they told, saying he didn't even touch her, that we faked the whole video, that it's all like a cartoon graphic, is just next level. Let's get into this new attorney general. I've been researching him, this new deputy attorney general, Matthew G. Whitaker. Boy, no wonder the deep state's scared, Roger.
Yeah, first of all, he's an amazingly competent guy. He served as the chief of staff for the Justice Department under Attorney General John Ashcroft. He was himself a U.S. attorney in Iowa. He is very close to a former governor, Terry Branstad, who is currently serves as our ambassador to China, a very good man. And he is politically savvy, and that's what they're upset about. He's both legally savvy and politically savvy. So they're now complaining that because he has expressed political views in the past, in which he said, in his opinion, Hillary should have been indicted regarding her lies in the missing email scandal. So to put this in perspective, it is okay for the Mueller prosecution force to have multiple Democratic activists who worked for Hillary Clinton and who have written things in support of the Clinton or donated money to the Clintons. That's perfectly all right, but Trump's appointees must be apolitical. That is nonsense.
And they go further. They were saying in the text messages and things that came out saying, we're going to stop Trump. We're going to insurance policy. We can't let him get in. They tried to defend that. So that is frothingly biased and trying to set people up. In fact, I want to do more on this, and then we'll get into the Media Matters caught literally doctoring a video in the classic sense, editing out someone confronting you, getting in your face for no reason, and then your measured response. This is going to be really important. But I'm going to tell folks on the other side what little birdie wordies told me about why the deep state is so scared of Matthew G. Whitaker. And then we'll see Roger, with his incredible sources, what he thinks on the other side. And then Owen, we have his take. And then we will show you what real doctoring looks like. For radio listeners, I'll break it down and describe it. But you'll be able to hear it as well. Tomorrow's news today, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. Whatever you do, share those links and videos and articles. If you don't, go on.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. alexjones.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the most banned, the most hated, the most demonized, the most lied about broadcast in the world by who? The globalists, the Chi-Coms, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, the Blue Blood neocon establishment, all the insiders that want to control everything and milk everything and cheat everything. Now, why are they so scared of the new acting AG who's got 2 months, or really he's got 200 plus days under the law, but 2 months for sure before this new House gets in, this new Congress gets in, to really clean house? Who is Matthew G. Whitaker and why are they so scared? Roger will give us his take when he's leaving us. We're going to get into Media Matters caught in massive doctoring a video of Owen Schroyer in an attempt to silence him. So this is really criminal activity in my view, and I'll explain why. But first, why are they so scared of this new acting attorney general, and how do we make sure he maximizes the time and effort he's got in there for sure? 200 and plus days or so with the recess law that's there, and if Congress doesn't act, he can stay longer. Well, I know why. And Roger just said it, showing the great political research Roger does. He said it last segment. This guy worked for the governor, his very close friends, who knows about the Chinese communist threat, who's been deployed to China, so they know we're not playing games. They try to buy off whoever you send over there. So these are tough cookies. He knows about the real threats. He knows about the globalists. He knows about the New World Order. He is a America, not globalism. Americanism, not globalism. And so they're really, really, really scared. He also knows about the Clinton cabal. He's not afraid of them. He's willing to go after them and understands the country is in crisis. And even though it's going to be painful, the corruption must be removed because the corruption is going to destroy the nation. We're finally at that point of saying we need the military, we need the government, we need the Justice Department to stand up to the globalists, to kick them out, to not let foreign countries run us. And finally it's happening, so people need to understand, doesn't mean Trump's perfect, doesn't mean the Republicans are perfect, but they aren't out to destroy the country. The Democrats don't want borders, they're globalists. We're kicking the neocons out that are also globalists. This is an American restoration. This is the retaking of the country, and I can't believe he's got the economy doing well and a bunch of other stuff stabilized while he's doing it. I mean, usually this stuff takes, you know, giant bloody civil wars. So Trump is really the master wizard at this point, in my view, and I absolutely admire him, because to see someone true and faithful and strong and honorable versus all these traitors, and to see America coming back from the dead and nationalism coming back from the dead all over the world is really a magic moment. He's going to defend the Second Amendment. He's going to go after the corruption. He's going to clean it out. You want lock her up? We're getting the guy in position that said she should be locked up. So that's my baseball, is that this is the president's wartime consigliere. What is your view on that?
Well, Alex, I think what's disturbing the Democrats so much is that the new acting attorney general is an enormously capable attorney. He served as the chief of staff of the Justice Department under Attorney General John Ashcroft. He was himself a prosecuting U.S. attorney in Iowa. He also happens to be a person of faith, as someone who has been a conservative activist, which he under the law is entitled to. And he has opined, for example, that Hillary should have been prosecuted for her actions in the illegal emails.
He's a right-wing patriot Christian that's pro-American, is ready to stand up for the nation in its darkest hour.
So immediately the Democrats say, oh, because he has political opinions, he should recuse himself. Well, if that were true, then the many members of the strike force of Robert Mueller should recuse themselves. We know that Andrew Weissman, his top prosecutor, applauded Sally Yates when she refused to carry out the president's orders on immigration. We know that he attended Hillary Clinton's election eve celebration. We know of the political contributions to the Democrats and to Hillary Clinton from various members of the Mueller strike force. So it's okay for liberal Democrats to have a history of political and partisan activism when they're in the judicial branch, but it's not okay for Republicans. This is an absurd argument. And what they're afraid of is that up till now, Rod Rosenstein, who was a deep state quisling and a close associate of both James Comey and Robert Mueller, had oversight over the Mueller investigation. Now, an attorney general who believes in the rule of law and is not going to brook the kind of abuses we have seen by Mr. Mueller is in charge of that investigation. This is why, and this is a very key point, Alex, the Democrats in the House are soft-pedaling impeachment. We cannot let them get away with that. Oh, no, we have no intention of impeaching Trump. We just want to investigate him. Well, what's the purpose of investigation? He cannot be indicted by a sitting president. The Justice Departments of both the Clinton Justice Department have issued opinions on that. So the only purpose for investigating the president by the Congress would be for the purposes of impeachment.
That's right. So here's the final equation. Trump must take the gloves off. They're going on the offense against him. They had him hobbled before with the controlled Justice Department. That's not the case now. He must go on the offense, or they're going to be able to take down the relaunch of America. Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex, great to be with you.
All right. I want to get to this before the hour ends. You're about to see real doctored footage. As the president said earlier today, when we zoomed in to show Acosta karate chopping her arm and pulling the mic away, and she looked scared and stood back, that was not doctored. That was zoomed in to make it clear and closer up, the opposite of deception, when you zoom in. And the president's pointed that out, our exact words, and it's the truth. Now, Media Matters is running a big national campaign to have Owen Schroyer taken off Twitter and Facebook now and unpersoned. And we can put their headline up on screen. And they're saying, because we dehumanized and harassed and spread hate against innocent black American family who was trying to simply be at the Smithsonian. Well, the full video is like 20 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com. We'll play a shorter clip now, but it's unedited. It's just in the context of them coming over to him. He's talking about black unemployment being the best ever, and how Trump's reaching out to African Americans, how great it is. These folks come over and start bumping him, saying, get out of here. They come over to him. They edit that off the front, and then they play a 30-second clip. The first, see in context what happened, and then the edited clip by Media Matters. Here it is.
Kanye West and Candace Owens are literally leading a brand new cultural revolution for African Americans in America right now, getting themselves off the Democrat plantation. You think I'm crazy, ma'am? Why do you think I'm crazy? I love that they're showing the hate. Here's the hate. Now he's coming up to me. Look at this. Oh my gosh, what is your deal, dude?
Move away from me now.
Dude, you
move away from
you
me.
You literally came up to me. Here we go. She just knocked my hat off. Thanks, guys. No. Thank you guys for showing the hate. Thank you guys so much for showing the hate out here. Thank you for showing the world how hateful you are. You came up to me. See, isn't it perfect? It's fine. No, it's fine. Thank you guys for showing the world how hateful you are.
All right. And then it goes on the full article.
You guys are still in the cult. But you guys.
The full article is on Infowars.com. It says you're still in the cult, but you'll get off the system. The full interview, the full thing's up there. Now, this is what Media Matters showed. They only showed 30 seconds, where it just looks like he's saying you're in the cult because you're at the Smithsonian for Black History Month. That sounds really mean and bad. He still has a right to do it if he wanted to, but I'd fire him, and no one would ever do that. So here's what they showed. They don't show her come over saying you're crazy, knocking his hat off, him getting his face, them initiating assault. They just show this.
You guys are still on. You guys are still in the cult, but you guys can get out of the cult. This is how cult people behave. So they choose not to be part of the African-American revolution that's happening right now. So that's fine. No, I understand. You don't want to be on film showing the world how hateful you are, but you're too late. You already did. You already did. Suck butt, she says. Wow. That's always fun, folks. It's always fun to put your Superman cape on and let the left show their hate.
So they're trying to have you removed now and saying you're a racist. This is real defamation by George Soros. This is real defamation. That is pure doctored right there.
Well, and you notice how, like you said, Alex, they make it out that I'm bullying them. Like, oh my gosh, if somebody just saw that video, they'd assume, okay, he just decided to put these people on camera and say they're in a cult, and I guess assume that they're all in the same family. That's also probably racist of Media Matters to assume they're all in the same family because they're black. I don't think that's the case, so that's kind of racist of them. But nonetheless, they don't show the guy literally. I mean, the guy's clearly, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe he's hopped up on drugs. I don't know anybody else who behaves like that. Comes up, gets in my face, you know, tells me to move, screams at me, and then whoever this other lady is comes up and knocks my head off. And you know what it is, Alex? I'm standing there doing my report in front of the African American History and Culture Museum there at the Smithsonian because, like you said, I was talking about the jobs numbers. I was talking about Kanye
West. How great Kanye West is. And these people came over to try to stop your free speech. And that's now transmuted in the alchemy of George Soros and Media Matters that you now just came up for no reason and got in the face of some poor people when they really assaulted you for no reason. That is the definition of inversion. They were hateful. We'll be back.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.